man forever frugal. He would never lend a ruble, wouldn't give to even a beggar, couldn't even spare a dime.
Heck no!
He ate breadcrumbs in a napkin, didn't care that war was happening, used only his thumb in the sun just so he could tell the time.
Oh, nine.
Married to his own reflection, to which there was not an objection, not another mouth to feed, paying for no one else's pain.
For me.
In love with his own vanity, you'd think he'd lost his sanity. Everyone but him can plainly see he lives this life in vain.
Nonsense.
To him it must seem regal to live a life that seemed illegal, a diet of a seagull and a lot on his wallet. Being cheap was his own pride, as it filled him up inside. In spite of snide remarks, society felt he had much sharper wits,
but it's true.
One day he received an ironic cut. The cheapskate found himself in a rut, not even willing to use a peso, even to save his own life.
Oh my god!
Caustic cut became infected from the healthcare that he rejected, becoming sepsis, we suspected, all because of a crusty, rusty knife.
Wait, what?
No funeral for this frugal man. Dumbfounded death, he had no plan. Just a coffin carved on callously spelled R-I-C-H, rich.
That's rich.
Funeral had negative funds. No attendees attended for one last shun. Just call it done. Throw the son of a gun into the shallow ditch.
But lost not.
To him it must seem regal to live a life that seemed illegal, a diet of a seagull and a lot on his wallet. Being cheap was his own pride, as it filled him up inside. In spite of snide remarks, society felt he had much sharper wits,
but it's true.
Heavy, hefty cash bags. Said you can't take those with you. Rich's response was, I'll just swim.
They're mine.
The man jumped into the river Styx and sank to the bottom in 246. No more.